live from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. The state Supreme Court has struck down Galveston County's new precinct maps. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn has the latest.
The court states that Galveston County cannot change precinct lines in between the primary and general election. County commissioners, who are all Republicans, approved the new maps unanimously back in June. Some voters argued the change wasn't fair to them or to potential candidates whose precincts changed in the middle of an election year. Nina Leoishi is with the Texas Civil Rights Project. She says the ruling is something to celebrate.
It's a sign that counties should not be able to ignore the will of the people and redistrict in a way that is unfair and leads to their preferences.
Galveston County Judge Mark Henry previously told Houston Public Media that the new map was designed to enhance the likelihood of Republican victories in the area. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
There are questions as to why HISD closed a Sunnyside park to make room for a new career and technical center. Elected trustee Maria Benson told the board last night the district hasn't been transparent about why Grimes Park was closed.
3 years ago, taxpayers spent $1.3 million renovating that park. Now you've torn it up.
Mayor Whitmire said earlier this week the closure was an example of a lack of collaboration.
The leadership over there does not take input very well, but it's just difficult to negotiate with someone that won't come to the table.
HISD has leased the park to the city for the past 30 years. The Astros kick off a weekend series against the Rays in Tampa Bay tonight. First pitch is just after 6. A 30% chance of rain for this evening. Overnight lows should be around 79 degrees. Slight chance of rain tomorrow. High expected near 95